You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
That is still maybe the angriest John has ever been in history. Never gets old. Welcome in on a Friday, a football Friday. And I know Tigers will play a role today. We have done nonstop baseball. We do have to talk a little college football today. Lions with the bye week. TJ will join us, hopefully in a better mood. Last week was a bit of a clown car for him. He was very emotional, very upset, upset at the state of his life being run by youth sports. We'll hopefully get...
It did take a dark turn.
It did. It's tough stuff. But we'll try to weave in and out with the football, get some Tigers in the mix as well, as game one of the ALDS starts tomorrow in Cleveland, 1 o'clock. But I wanted, Rico, to do this. Before we bring up specific teams and before we bring up games, and I wanted to do the quarter poll awards with your Detroit Lions. Quarter of the way through the season, your offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, your surprise, your bust, your MVP, etc. at the quarter poll. Some fun. But okay. I have a topic that's going to require your microphone being turned off. Now, I say that in jest.
Oh, okay.
It's only because...
I'm like, okay.
No. I say it in jest because I know on surface I am going to be made fun of. And I know there are certain things I'm clearly not the audience for, and other times you're not the audience for. What I'm about to say, you're going to mock me. I just want a chance to get the topic off the ground, off the aircraft carrier, before the plane plunges into the ocean. Like I missed the tripwire on landing, and my plane just went boop. Now I'm off the aircraft carrier. I have no desire for college football on a Friday night. I don't want to watch Michigan State tonight. You know why? I want to watch them tomorrow. I don't want... Whose idea was Friday night Big Ten? And not Labor Day weekend. Not the opener where, hey, we're doing a service to people because they got to go up north or whatever they do. You know, hillbillies like Kenny. The point is there anyone out there who isn't Rico? Is there anyone out there who's not afraid to be called a boomer and to join me in just saying, I don't need football tonight? I don't want football. Now, if you like high school football, God bless. I know that's a Friday night thing. Fine enough. I think Michigan did it right. They just refused to play on Friday night. I don't want to play on a Friday night. I don't want to watch Michigan State tonight. Not because I don't want to watch my team. No. I don't want my Friday night involved with Big Ten football. I know you're going to make fun of me. I'm willing to live with that. I just want to know, are there any brave souls in Detroit who actually agree with me? Like, it's okay to just say, you know what, I don't need this tonight. Or is this something you actually love? Do you realize right now we are kicking off 54 straight days that will have either or both a college and NFL football game. 54 straight days. I apologize. I don't need that. So am I a lone wolf and I'm just Walter Matthau and Rico is the leader of the free world, that Rico's opinion is the one a vast majority of people agree with? Or are you willing to crawl out from the darkness, realize you are not alone, and it's okay to just say, yeah, I don't need this tonight. Friday night at 9 o'clock, Michigan State, or no, don't need it. And Michigan did the right thing. Yeah, we ain't doing it. Well, what do you mean? You have to. Man, we're not doing it. We're not playing on Friday night. Well, we'll schedule you. We won't show up.
For now.
We ain't doing it.
For now.
Okay.
That until all of a sudden that check comes in one day, you're going to play that Friday night. All right, we'll at least make it at home. Like all of a sudden concessions will kick in from that whole, we're not going to do it. It sounds great when you grandstand.
Am I a boomer or am I a man of sensibilities?
Well,
I know both can be true, but let's just get it rolling. Talk to me. Do you really like? Oh, come on. You know, the plane went right into the ocean now. I missed the cable wire on the aircraft carrier, and now I'm in the ocean.
I don't want to watch the games. Mike, put it this way. First of all, I love the Friday night game. It's how I really started watching the Pac-12, because Pac-12's been doing Friday night games for a long time, just like the Pac-12 After Dark. It's like a bonus. It's extra football. Now, granted, give me Mac and stuff. I'm not for that.
Oh, Ball Tuesday State night, Western on a Tuesday doesn't make it move for you.
But when all of a sudden there's Power Four teams playing on a Friday night and it's just that one game, yeah, I like watching that. Whether it could have been Oregon versus Indiana, I'm watching that game. It's fun to watch. So I don't mind it that teams play on Friday, because I like that, just like I like the late night Pac-12 game. Especially when Rich Rod was coaching, man, you know it was like the first one to 70 won the game. It was nothing but straight offense. I like it.
Okay. David, where are you at on the new world we exist in? Friday night Big Ten ball. I hate it.
Yeah, I also love it.
Okay, I'm 0 for 2.
I enjoy watching the game on Friday, getting myself together, grabbing my food, getting stuff, sitting down in front of that television, and watching football on Friday. I enjoy it. Really do. Can't wait for the night.
Right.
Can't wait to watch Oregon, you know, do some just stuff tonight.
It. No. David, they may. But, like, I don't want this two directional schools playing each other.
Oh, no. I'm with you.
I don't care. Yeah. I didn't need this in my life. But if I look over.
Western and Eastern? No, I don't need that.
And there's Louisville Clemson playing on a Friday night. May not have watched it on Saturday. Damn sure watching it on Friday night.
0 for 2. Kenny.
I'm you're 0 for 3 here. I actually kind of enjoy it on a Friday night.
It's a learning experience.
I think it's nice. I enjoy it. Friday being.
What's nice about it when you had football last night? There's other college games tonight. You got Saturday and Sunday and Monday, obviously covered. And I just got done saying we have 54 straight days. I don't need football 54 straight days.
It's a game that I don't need to watch. It's another game I don't need to watch tomorrow. I'm going to be watching a lot of football tomorrow. I can at least get one of them out of the way on Friday.
Yeah, it's almost like what Monday Night Football used to be.
Special.
One game that's going to get played on that night. And yes, I know you have to. We do this for our job. But if it's too much football for somebody out there, you don't have to watch it.
I understand.
It's available, but I do think, now if they, Mike, I would be with you if they saturated the market and there was seven games on Friday night. I'm like, guys, it's too much. But right now, it's still in that special. I'll give you one game.
Hold on now. You're forgetting my go-go's. You got Vegas Syracuse tonight.
Once again.
One big
power,
thing.
Yeah. I power hear five. Well, power four.
I would like to hear from the people. Look, the overriding thing is, it's too much of a good thing for me. And you're seeing it with these networks and how this is going. And look, just wait. We'll end up talking about this again near Christmas. Now, I understand. I am not a religious man, but I do love the holidays. I do. Do you know what I don't need the week of Christmas? Football every day.
Relatives?
Luckily, we've trimmed the fat on that over the years. The point is, I don't need to be worrying about the NFL on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or the day prior. Like, it's just too much. I still love the special, and I know the days are dead. I love the idea you had to wait till Saturday for college football. Mm. I loved it.
But see, even on Christmas Day, and I like the fact they gave you a marquee game. Like, once again, if you told me the Patriots are going to play the Jaguars, nope, not watching that thing. But last year with the Ravens and the Niners, okay, marquee game. Let's all sit around and watch this.
So tonight you have two brand names playing on a Friday night on national TV on Fox. It's Michigan State and Oregon. I don't need it. Not that I don't want to watch my team. Of course I will. And I'll inevitably get annoyed and angry or turn it off in disappointment. The point is, I don't need it on a Friday. I wanted to know if anyone agreed with me. Because I know people like us are in the minority. Enrico and David and Kenny, vast majority. I'm not telling you you're wrong if you like it, okay? It's just not for me. And this isn't me being the boomer about the streaming thing. Yes, I streamed last night's game. Shout out Kirk Cousins for 509 yards passing. Holy
mercy. Time, Kirk.
but I
swag surf.
I can just shoot you straight as a 43-year-old man. I'd rather take my wife to dinner tonight than worry about Michigan State, Oregon. I'd rather have a life outside of sports. Now, this isn't radio. No. I'm saying as a human being. Like, I like football. I like it on Saturday and Sunday. And I've said this to you before. You know what I don't need? Thursday night football. I don't need it. Happy to have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that three-day voyage.
You don't need Thursday night football until all of a sudden you get a game like last night and you're like, okay, you know what? I needed Thursday night football in my life.
No, I
didn't realize that I needed it. But here's the beauty.
That was not me.
Here's the beauty of it. In all serious, this is one of those where both can be true. For those like you, you can go out and enjoy dinner with your wife and do whatever, but there's the option on the board for people like me, David, and Kenny. We want to sit there and we want to watch this thing. And
I'm going to ignore my wife and I'm going to watch football tonight.
Because here's the
you
thing.
You can't be ignoring her too much with the seven kids you got.
Oh, maybe that's why he's ignoring his wife.
You know, as you said yesterday,
he doesn't want eight.
You throw it in the system. Your words, not mine.
I can't say
we're off
after
and running
that.
On a Friday. We will get some Lions conversation, the quarter poll awards. We are going to mix in some Tigers. Have you reached expectation phase? And for Michigan fans, if any of you are left, what's the vibe headed into this game? Very strange to see Michigan as an underdog, even stranger to an unranked team. And there doesn't seem to be much joy in Whoville, so to speak. So we want to try to cover a lot of ground. Derek Stevens at 2:45, prop bets coming up in 15 minutes. If you want to make fun of me for my take, go ahead. I don't need football on Friday night here. I don't need the Big Ten doing this. It's an annoyance to me. But you know what? Maybe I'm a lone soldier. Here's Rico.
Here comes... No.